the final whistle. Plymouth Argyle are promoted. If Bristol City don't get a late go, they are up as champions, and the music of Queen wears out. It may be premature because Bristol City are still playing. Queen's Park Rangers fans look to their fans to the right, and the Argyle players embracing each other, and there's two of them just rolling around together. Capaldi and Gilbert, it's just amazing scenes. Gilbert in his first season with Plymouth Argyle winning a promotion, and the fans are absolutely impeccably staying in their place.
Yeah, it's a superb, listen to that crowd, absolutely unbelievable. And like you say, it's nice to see them all sitting down, shouting their players, because they're going to do a lap of honour, which is totally justified.
I wonder if we can get Les McPherson, who's downstairs somewhere. No, not for a moment. But the directors are on the field, Kevin Summerfield, Carol Rantry, the club secretary, he's down there 2 years after Paul Storrick gained promotion for Plymouth Argyle. We are celebrating once more at Home Park. The Rangers players go down the tunnel, and the Rangers fans to the left, they just witnessed the scenes. David Frew's been announced as the sponsors man of the match, and already the players are getting together for group photographs in front of the pressmen down there. Who's going to keep the pressmen off this afternoon?
I don't think anyone already, are they? But it's nice to see, it's lovely.
And I can see champagne being opened as well. Can we get Les McPherson? No, not for a moment. Nice to see John Blackley, the defensive coordinator, down there in front of the tunnel. And he gets a cuddle, quite rightly so, from Carol Rowntree. And Graham Coughlin is squirting the photographers with champagne. And I know from an experience at Rochdale, Graham Coughlin doesn't hold back on occasions like this.
I know, why should he not? I mean, you know, you get success very, very briefly in your career. And when you have success, you've got to enjoy it, as the players are doing now.
I've got my digital camera. I'm just taking a photo of the Rangers fans, those to the left, because they are stood up applauding Argyle. Well done, the Rangers fans.
Yeah, superb. Nice to see them applauding Plymouth Argyle.
As Neil Joffrey. And Bristol City have drawn 0-0. Argyle are champions. That is not the full time as yet, Bristol City. Chris Robinson echoing my thoughts on the PA. And a message to the QPR fans, well done to them. Now then, Chris should have his radio on, if he can announce to the crowd as well, that we are looking tomorrow at noon, a 2.5 hour programme called And Now You're Gonna Believe Us, starting with an hour's look back at the season, and then for an hour and a half from 1 until 2:30, a phone-in, and the chairman, and hopefully Paul Storrick will be with us as well. Tomorrow afternoon, midday, And Now You're Gonna Believe Us on 855. Just listen to this. We will bring you many more reactions, of course, between now and 6 o'clock on BBC Radio 7. Happy Home Park, and the players, not one of them have gone down the tunnel, as you can understand. These are amazing scenes, Tommy. It must be bringing back so many special memories for you.
Yes, it is unbelievable scenes in Argyle. I mean, to be honest, they totally deserve it. And let's make no bones about it. It's not just about today. It's about all the games all through the season. Argyle have been the best side right the way throughout this year. And totally deserve everything they get today. It's absolutely brilliant to listen to and watch. And it is a pleasure to be here on the day they get promotion.
I'll tell you what, Nathan Lyons knows how to drink from a champagne bottle. Jason Bent is out there looking very smart in his suit. Members of the board still there. The club doctor, Jeff Crutchington, all joining in the celebrations. It only seems like yesterday that Paul Stark was walking around Home Park on his lap of honour. Bristol City still playing, still 0-0. Can we get Les McPherson? No. No, the signal's gone. We can't get him, I'm afraid. No, we will try in a moment again. And now it is a lap of honour by the players. They're over at the popular side at the moment. all the ball boys are lined up. Torquay United looking good because they're three up at Cheltenham. And it looks as if Exeter City may have blown it. Though they've won 3-2, though they need other results to go their way to be in the playoffs. But status quo, there we are, you've got to get a bit of claw, Tommy, haven't you?
Of course you have, yes. Yeah. Superb.
Finish 0-0. Bristol City, Argyle are champions. Bristol City 0, Brighton and Hove Albion 0. So Plymouth Argyle are officially champions of Division 2. As the players still make their way down the popular side towards the Devonport end. Tommy, thank you very much for all your comments this afternoon. It's been an absolute joy and I hope you'll remember these things for a long, long time.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Gordon. It's been absolutely superb. A lovely afternoon. And it's a pleasure, as I've said before, to be here and watch our get promotion.
Tommy Tyner with us on BBC Radio Devon. Thanks as always to our producer Andy Spencer and Les McPherson for on-site assistance as well. Richard Green with extra time follows. There'll be more from here at Home Park. Plymouth Argyle are champions of Division 2. Who's he booking, Gark?
Paul Watson.
Paul Watson, it's the second yellow and he's off! Paul Watson sends off! Connolly, there's the forward four. Norris is chasing down the right hand side. Bedula with it. Norris checks. And then the left footed cross. He's going to go through on his own! He's broken in the first!